Brought to you by Big Comedy Network.
Amuse is a cannabis delivery site that is reinventing the way consumers order and consume cannabis. With Amuse, you can shop brands like Houseplant, Pure Beauty, and Can at amazing deals all the time and have your order at your door within hours. Best of all, your first order is $30 off. California residents can use the link in my show notes to access a whole new kind of dispensary all at your fingertips. Want to fuel your body with protein but haven't been on the same page as your protein powders? Well, now Live Well Nutrition brings you 100% plant-based protein made with only the best organic ingredients. Check out the link in the show notes to shop all the delicious flavors and get some recipe inspiration. Hi, everybody. It's me, Yamini Nambimira. I'm a comedian and I host Pillow Fight Podcast. This week, I'm joined by Missy Martinez. Missy is a former world-renowned porn star, radio host, centerfold, and AVN award winner. Now, she's a writer for Hustler magazine, and she loves manatees. You can find her on Twitter at Missy X Martinez. Get ready, because we're about to dish on this Pillow Fight.
Pillow Fight, Pillow Fight.
This year's made of goose.
And we got feathers flying everywhere.
Mine's made of goose.
Pillow fight, pillow fight.
This is so fun.
Pillow fighting.
Why is this so fun?
Pillow fight.
How are you? How's the beginning of your year been so far?
Beginning of my year has actually been really good. It's been a year of health. Like I'm taking steps to, you know, really take care of my mental health. And I have a broken L5 in my back.
What is that? L5?
My L5, my fifth lumbar. So my vertebra,
gotcha.
Like right above like my butt crack. So I'm actually getting that fixed tomorrow.
What does that entail to get that fixed?
Well, before I have surgery on it, they're actually giving me an epidural. So they're putting a 7-inch needle in between my spine and pumping it full of steroids.
Damn. Well, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
I'm like excited for you to not be in pain or whatever, but that sounds really scary.
I'm looking forward to that, but it's better than an alternative of having surgery so young. But I figure if I'm going to have surgery, might as well do it while I'm semi-young.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on working towards your mental, physical health. That's a good thing.
Thank you.
Feel like I've been feeling the same way in 2022, where I felt like 2021 was a really big like mental health year for me. And 2022, I think, is like a physical health year. I went off the birth control pill, which I was like had been on since I was like 14, maybe.
Same, yeah, 14.
And so it's been like 2 months and I already feel like such a different person, which
really,
is
good way or bad way?
In a good way. I feel like I had no energy. I was always so tired. And now I feel like I wake up and I actually like want to be out of bed, which is really nice. And I feel like the only downside is that like I have my period again, which I wasn't having when I was on the pill for so long. But I think it's like better that I have it and like know what's going on than like just avoid it avoid the.
And you can join period Twitter now. You can be one of those people that tweets about their period.
I downloaded one of those period tracker apps and I feel like it's the new astrology app for me. Like it tells me like today you'll feel blah, 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 blah. And it's like based on like the symptoms that I logged or whatever. So it's like a little bit more accurate, like astrology, tell me about my day. Like I love those like thought prompts or whatever. So I feel like this is another way to do that. And I think that's
fun. God forbid, God help us if they ever have a comment section, it's just going to turn into Reddit for periods.
Yeah. Reddit for periods.
I read it for periods.
Fuck, marry, kill. Fuck, marry, kill.
So the first one is that this week, Renaissance woman Rihanna announced that she and her boyfriend, rapper ASAP Rocky, are expecting their first child together. Number two, this is a bit of a saga. Several music artists have been pulling their songs from Spotify in opposition to the vaccine misinformation being spread on Joe Rogan's podcast. In response, Spotify announced that they would flag all content with COVID information, including Joe Rogan's podcast. Joe Rogan then released a video saying that he would try to include more perspectives, not just controversial ones. Some backstory for this is the fact that Joe Rogan has a multi-million dollar exclusivity deal with Spotify. So his podcast is exclusively available there. Number three, viral word game Wordle was purchased by the New York Times for an undisclosed price in the low seven figures. For some backstory on Wordle, in 2021, software engineer Josh Wordle designed the game for his partner who loved playing New York Times word games. And now, since going public with the game in October, Wordle has amassed over a million daily players. They don't really haven't really given us information about what's going to happen when it transfers to New York Times, like if it's going to be free or if it's going to cost money, but the deal is set in stone. So Fuck, Marry, Kill, Rihanna and ASAP Rocky's baby, or upcoming baby, the Spotify Joe Rogan vaccine misinformation saga, and then Wordle being acquired by New York Times. What would you do?
Okay, this is pretty cut and dry. Immediately when I heard the options, I'm like, oh, bing, bing, bang, bang. Okay, so I would fuck ASAP Rocky and Rihanna having a baby. I saw the photos of her in her jean thing where it's open and you see a giant belly and stuff. And I'm like, this looks like me after like filling myself and then leaving Chipotle. I'm like, I heavily identify with the vibes. So I wouldn't want to be in a relationship longer with that headline, but I'm like, I like getting in, getting the information, getting out, like getting what I need out of it, that high, and then just ghosting. So, and then I would marry Wordle. I'd marry Wordle. It seems like a wholesome headline, something stable that would, you know, help you through hard times and just be a good listener. Wordle would be a good listener.
Yeah.
I've actually never played Wordle, but now it's behind a paywall on New York Times. It's behind a paywall now, which broke everyone's hearts.
Yeah. I don't think it's like behind a paywall yet, because I played today. Today's word was moist. Isn't that funny?
Aha, it was fitting.
But I'm like sad that it's going to go behind a paywall. But
we just have nice things. We can't have anything nice. And it was intellectually stimulating for people for a second. Let them do something productive on their phones. And nope. And so I will kill Joe Rogan, causing a lot of people to leave Spotify, which is dicking a lot of people over and kind of putting a gun to people's heads where they're like, are they going to stand for misinformation or are they going to potentially lose out on revenue just so they can put an end to someone getting so large on this platform? And a lot of people listen to him. They really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would kill that. I would kill that headline.
Mm-hmm. I would do exactly the same thing as things as you. I would fuck Rihanna and ASAP Rocky expecting their baby, because I just think they're both so beautiful and like so talented, and I'm happy for them that they're expecting their first child together. I would love to, you know, enter, like experience their world for like a moment, but I don't think that I would be able to keep up. So, you know, just in and out.
Yeah.
I really liked those pictures though. I felt like they were like fun, but they were low key. Like they weren't really, people do really, really elaborate like pregnancy photo shoots where they're like in a pool of water with flowers around them. And I like that too, but I liked like how kind of like understated,
the sheer dress and the husband or boyfriend on the knees holding the bump.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. So I liked this, more so than that. The Wordle situation, I thought like, I would marry it too. The origin story is cute. Like this guy designed the game for his partner. That's romantic. And then now he's making like so much money off of it too. So it's like love, success. You can have it all with this Wordle headline. So good for him. I'm like upset that it's going to go behind a paywall, but I'm like happy for this guy who designed it and now is like having massive success with it. And then, yeah, I would kill the Spotify Joe Rogan drama. I feel like it's just kind of annoying that it's even happening.
Yeah, it's annoying.
To begin with. Yeah. Because I don't think, like, I think artists removing their music from Spotify and stuff, I ultimately don't think it's, like, really going to make a change in Spotify's business because, like, people are still going to be using it. And, you know, like, their response was kind of like, Joe Rogan's information doesn't break our terms of service. If he does, then he would be removed, but it's not. But like reading about this is really interesting to me because I learned like Joe Rogan gets like multi-millions of dollars from Spotify a year, but I'm learning that these musicians like don't make any money really from Spotify. Yeah. And that kind of like is also just a really irritating thing to learn, that people, Spotify, which is supposed to be like proliferating music, is really, really not good to musicians, but then they are paying tons and tons of money to have Joe Rogan on their podcast. So like, I think that it would be different if they weren't, if they were just hosting Joe Rogan and they were also paying all these musicians and not whatever. But I think knowing that they're paying them, paying him millions of dollars, and musicians just like get pennies from their music, even when it's like super streamed on Spotify, I would just kill that whole situation. Cause I don't like, the more I learn about the music industry and the way that artists are treated, I just like don't like that. And I don't like that Joe Rogan's involved and just all chaotic and bad, but the other two headlines are like positive, I feel. So
yeah, little list.
Yeah. I feel like people were really mad on Twitter about Rihanna and ASAP Rocky having a baby, and I didn't understand why. I guess it's because like they were like, she's not gonna make music, but I gave up on the new Rihanna music a long, long time ago. I don't think like this was the
I did too. It's kind of like when artists enter different stages in their life and they start dating someone new, their music totally changes. And I'm like, okay, this is not club music anymore. I'm out, kind of thing. Kind of like even though Beyonce's great, like when she went through her like Lemonade phase and stuff, it kind of lost me. I'm like, I don't need that angst.
Really? I felt the opposite way. I was like, I love it. See, that's the thing, is like there's something for everyone when they like change around and stuff. I love angry music. I feel like it's, I don't know. I think it's an emotion that I'm not as capable of accessing naturally. So when I hear music that's angry, I'm able to like feel it. And I feel
that makes sense.
Cathartic.
So I was the opposite with Kanye. I love Kanye's new stuff. When like after 808s and Heartbreaks, after his mom passed, and like he started getting more emotional and coming out with his, you know, mental illness more publicly. Mm-hmm. I like that made the music a little more different for me, that I was able to like, oh, he's manic right here, or he's really depressed right here. So that kind of spoke to me a little more on it. So I was actually one of the five people that actually liked his new stuff. So Kanye,
I feel like I really liked The Life of Pablo, and I've liked a lot of the songs recently. I think I just have less of an attachment to Kanye as an individual these days. So I feel less inclined to like really like whenever a new album comes out to like really go and listen right away. Whereas like I used to feel like he was someone I was like extremely pro, but now he's just kind of like in the background to me. But
yeah, he's little all over the place. And it's like, complain and let us cheer for you. We don't know who to cheer for right now.
Yeah. And this whole whatever he's doing right now with like Pete Davidson,
with the security guards and stuff, having to be
and his like whole making up a rumor that he's gay and has AIDS or whatever, like I don't know what's going on.
It's like some high school shit, like
it is
Gloria episode.
He's gay. It really is. I saw a tweet that was like, I can't imagine being like Kanye's publicist right now. Like what decisions is his publicist suggesting to him, and is this, that's what he's doing, or is he just going rogue? But
well, the good thing is, give it 24 hours, 24-hour news cycle, Kanye will have something new to talk about.
Yeah.
And he's got the easiest job in the world. He just has to wait.
Yeah. I do you remember when people thought he was dating Jeffree Star?
Yes. Yes. And that was like almost like kind of a believable one where everyone's like, okay, he has a lot
there
of
were like
out there.
There were like there were detectives on the internet who were like posting a picture of like Jeffree Star's sweater, and it was like the pattern was similar to something in Kanye's story, and they were like, they're both in Wyoming, they're like having sex. I was like, that is probably, if it's real, the most chaotic meeting of the mind ever. Like
I don't want to be in that room. In that room at all.
That was like frightening to me, but yeah.
Everybody a little gay sometimes. Everyone a little gay sometimes.
Yeah. I think that like I believed it. I believed it too.
I was like, okay.
Yeah. Cause I was like about to be like, okay, Kanye, time to explore yourself. Like, good for you. Good for you. Like, you explore your sexuality. You be there for your kids when you need to, and take care of your mental health and let's hear music about Jeffree Star and Jesus. But
explain to me who and a what a Julia Fox is. Is she a model? She came out of nowhere.
She was in Uncut Gems. That's where I first found out about her. Like, she acted in that.
Uncut Gems. Maybe that's why. Okay.
But I think she was a model, like, actress before that. I don't really know what exactly.
Is her thing. Okay.
Yeah. And she also, like, recently had a baby, and I remember there being a fun little photo shoot for her pregnancy. So that was, like...
I saw the pictures of her and her midriff. I don't know where the baby came from.
Yeah, like, that was, like, a while ago. That was a bit
ago. Okay. I was like, where'd the baby come from?
Yeah. Do you watch Selling Sunset?
I used to watch Selling Sunset. For a while, I was... when I ended the industry, I actually got my real estate license. I have my real estate license.
Oh, that's cool. Congrats. Yeah.
But then I switched to commercial real estate where I sell entire apartment buildings. And mm-hmm. then I stopped all that. It's really cutthroat. Like, Selling Sunset is very similar to that.
Yeah. No, but there was Christine had her baby or whatever, and everyone was like theorizing that she didn't actually have her baby because the, like, 2 days after she gave birth, she was like in a like skin tight bodysuit with like no and no body fat, and was like up and at him, like doing fitness classes, whatever.
But, oh, that's so weird. Oh no, I would look like a trash bag full of mashed potatoes if I were to have given birth 2 days before.
Yeah, I think that the most relatable thing that Kim Kardashian has ever done was during her pregnancy, like, not look like perfect.
Yeah, I was like, she gained weight and stuff.
Yeah,
she was a human for once.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, you know,
yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you're actually likable for once. Now we like you.
And then after two, she was like, I'm not doing that again. And yeah, she paid for someone else to have her babies, which, it, you know, that's then. Yeah, but I would love if I could. I don't really. The idea of childbirth really, really, really terrifies me, but I also would love a small child that looks just like me.
Right? So. Like a little version of you that you can, like, be like, okay, now don't be like me, like, this way.
Yeah.
You've got to mold and create, like, a little avatar.
Yeah. And I also just feel like all the therapy I'm doing, I hope that I get to, like, use it correctly. You know? Like, right the wrongs that I feel. Like, also, I think that my dad's in therapy now as an adult. Oh, that's
fabulous.
And I think it's awesome. But it's, like, interesting to watch him realize, like, reflect on how he parented us now. Like, now that me and my brother are, like, more adults. So I think that's, like, a whole interesting thing. But childbirth itself really, really terrifies me.
Yeah, my niece just gave birth, and she was in labor for 30 hours, and she wasn't dilated enough where they could give her an epidural, so she just had to deal with it for a long time. I'm like, why would you do this to yourself? It's so preventable.
Yeah, and doctors are so, notoriously unkind to pregnant people, so...
Because they see it day in and day out, like, oh, suck it up. Wildebeest do it, keep on walking. Like,
yeah, yeah. And then your brain forgets that, like, that happened to you. And it's a whole... I was so constipated for the past week and a half that I was getting, like, stomach pains and stuff. And then I realized that this is TMI. But then I realized that that's what was the problem. I've never constipated. I always had the opposite problem. So I didn't realize that that's what's happening. When I did, I took a laxative and I finally passed it, and it looked like a small animal had, like, left my body. And I was like, if I can't handle that, like, how am I going to have a whole, like, human being inside of me?
A cold rag on your head. You were biting down on a stick.
I had, like, I showed you, like, I had that heating pad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, oh my gosh, it was so painful. And that was insane. That was a really insane thing. That is
bizarre. Like, we've all have constipated, but now in my mid-30s,
I go to the doctor if I don't have diarrhea. So it's the opposite. We're like, I'm
going
to have diarrhea as I say I drink coffee.
Yeah. I feel like I'm always trying to get it to out.
Yeah. But
I feel like I naturally do. I like shit more than the average human. But even when, like, too far in the other direction. But like this past week, I was like, I just didn't think I was constipated because I've never constipated.
Yeah, so, why would that? Yeah.
So I would like go to the toilet and I would like poop like a pellet. This is so nasty.
Like a rabbit, you little rabbit.
Yeah.
Rabbit style.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I guess I just like don't have that much to
in me. I'm empty.
But no, I had a lot in me. And I did two laxatives and enema. And
I love enemas. Enemas are great. Like if you want to just feel empty and like, you should awake yourself before and after.
I can only imagine. I feel like I had like probably a 10 pounds of poop in me. Not that's an exaggeration, but like probably
a weighable amount. A weighable amount. Yeah.
For sure. Like, it was terrifying. I'm gonna stop talking about my poop.
Okay. For our photos, we need to see photos. That's all I'm saying.
Of the poop?
Of the poop.
I have a photo. I showed it to my friends the other night.
Like, it sounds like a situation where there need to have been.
Oh, yeah. I took a picture and I showed my friends. It looked like really, it looked scary.
Oh, that was like Bigfoot walking through the forest. Like,
yeah.
It's
also funny because I have the toilet stuff that makes the water blue.
So, oh, like the little thingies you put on this. Oh no.
So it's like floating in blue. It's so bad.
My mind is trying to come up with. I don't, it's all over the place. Oh god, you broke me. You broke me.
Would you rather? Let's play a game of would you rather.
Okay. As a would you rather, just because we were talking about this, would you rather, so Pete Davidson is dating Kim Kardashian now, but that also means he's the target of Kanye's
wrath.
Wrath, yes. Would you rather date someone really, really hot, but like have their ex be constantly coming for you, or be in Kim Kardashian's position where you're like in a fun new relationship, but your ex is like tormenting them?
It sounds like in both scenarios, the person that you're with is not going to be happy.
Yeah.
They're getting tormented one way or the other. So it comes down to what position would I be better suited for? So I think it would probably, I would be happier in the Kim Kardashian situation than be in the Pete Davidson situation. Yeah. That's what I think about it. And I'm just solely thinking like, well, if I got a lot of money like Kim, money can fix a lot of things.
Yeah.
Not someone killed. But I think in that situation I would, because it's not like, he's a hot guy, but he has to worry about getting murdered. Like, I'm like, the first thing they look for is the significant other, and then it's like have that over your head for the rest of your life, like, I got this person killed by just my pussy's so good, I got someone killed. Damn.
Your pussy's murderous.
Yeah. The Black Widow.
I think I would rather be Pete Davidson, because I think this situation, first of all, I think he's like doing, this is amazing for him because he's getting so much publicity from, I think, spheres that like wouldn't necessarily have really cared about him before.
Yeah.
But, and I think people feel bad for him. And I think that in society, being the victim means that you're going to get more support. So people are like, like Kanye, you're being mean to him. And like, they're like rooting for him to, you know, beat the allegations or whatever. And I think like, having that power is kind of fun, whereas I think being Kim Kardashian, it's a little more stressful to like manage these, like you're on the outside of the situation but you're connected to both these people, and presumably she cares about Kanye still, like he's the father of her children.
Yeah.
So it's like probably a stressful situation to be in,
both are stressful to be in, but I think I would feel like a responsibility to fix it. Whereas like if I repeat, I'd be like, okay, like, you know,
this doesn't concern me. Yeah.
Annoying, but like not my problem really.
I wonder if that's why I've gone to the Kim Kardashian one, is because I always like to fix things. If people are fighting, mm-hmm. I'm the one that comes in and fixes it. So maybe that's why I've gone to that one.
Yeah. I feel like I have that tendency, but I don't think it's good for me. So I'm going to choose the Pete Davidson.
That's good. You're self-aware. Self-realization. Yeah. Yes.
This is I have historically like very terrible, particularly in romantic endeavors, terrible decisions. So I'm trying to do the opposite of what my gut would normally do.
And oh, so, that's interesting, not to go against your gut.
Yeah. Because I feel like my gut, it was messed up for a week and a half with poop. It's been
a source. It's not the most
reliable. I can't trust my gut. So I'm trying to have my brain be like 10 steps ahead of my gut.
That's really good, because if you're doing the same things and you're making the same choices romantically and it's not working out, mm-hmm. it's not going to change making the same choices romantically, and it's going to keep not working out.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
And like, I feel like with Kim Kardashian, like both Kanye and Pete, I feel like are guys who are talented, but like a little crazy and probably need like a lot of emotional support. I think like that is exactly the kind of guy that I would go for too, is like really talented and a little bit unhinged. But no more for me. And I support Kim in whatever she chooses to do, but I'm going to exit that era of my life.
Okay.
So
that's very mature. That's very mature.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're only a couple months. A month and 2 days into 2022. So that was like a goal of mine, but.
We can all throw this away immediately after this. We don't know. or we can stick with it. This can go out the window, or it can be our new thing.
Are you a New Year's resolution person?
I am not. If I want to change something, I can. I'm one of those I'll start tomorrow people. Instead of like, I'm going to change it right now, I'm like, tomorrow's a new day, let me do it tomorrow. But I actually do it the next day.
Yeah.
But I don't wait till the start of the year. Well, and if it's something I really want to continue doing, like if I want to drink excessively on weekends, like I'm not going to you know what, I should stop. So I'm going to wait till the first of the year. It's like, no, I'm just going to do it now. If it's something that gives me a lot of enjoyment, like try not to make myself feel bad about it, but make sure whatever I'm doing, it's not unhealthy and it's not hurting other people. So like, yeah, if I want to, you know, sleep in later than I should, or my guilty pleasure is I go to bed at like 7:30 at night.
Okay.
But I'm up at 6. So like, I'm trying to, if I had one resolution this year, if I was like at the beginning of the year, I'm going to start doing this, to stay up later. Like on weekends I can stay up, but it's not drug related either, surprisingly. I'm actually trying to stay up till at least 9.
Wow.
So that's my resolution. And so far I've been making it to about 8.
Okay. That's good progress for 1 month in.
Yeah. Good progress. Yeah. Work in progress.
Are you just like, do you just get tired, or do you just like not really like the nighttime, or?
Well, I used to be a horrific insomniac where I wouldn't sleep. Yeah. I wouldn't get to bed till like 6 a.m. when I was growing up. So, but something happened with just my hormone changes the older I got, and also the medication and the dosages I'm on.
Totally. They only
keep me up for a certain amount of time during the day, and they're not stimulants or anything, like no Adderall or anything like that. So I think after a certain time, they're just depleted, and they're like, okay, like putting a sheet over a birdcage. It's like, time.
Yeah.
That's what happens to me.
Yeah. Do you like lie in bed for a while doing something, or are you just like immediately?
What I'll do is I do this thing where I call making nests, where, you know, I have the big faux fur blanket. I'll lay it out on the couch, and I'll put on something that I've seen a million times and just lay there and then close my eyes. So I hear it in the back. It's like I can be as lucid as I want.
And yeah.
Sometimes it's 3 minutes. Sometimes it's 3 hours. But I get
I love watching TV that I've already watched. like before bed. I think it's so like
comforting.
It's a nice, you don't have to think, but also you don't have to pay attention.
Yeah.
So it's a great like in between for your brain to like calm down.
What's your go-to?
Right now I'm rewatching 30 Rock.
Oh, so. I did that one several times ago. I love 30 Rock. It's great.
So I think it's not really the best for this though, because like it's sometimes I'll like find myself like paying attention too much and then not falling asleep.
And it's
but
fast paced too, and the music.
Yeah.
My go-to is Bob's Burgers.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love Bob's Burgers. It's just a special show to me. I have all the seasons, so I'm the nerd that pays $60 for a season pass for it. I single-handedly keep them flipping those burgers. But it's just something. It's just wholesome, good, and it's clever. It's just
yeah.
Think with it.
I haven't watched a lot of it, but I think that it took me a very long time to be okay with adult animation. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, and also
I like
it's animated is different than other animations.
Yeah. I think that I was really, really against animated stuff for some reason. I don't know what it was in me. I was just like closed-minded about it. Mm-hmm. And then I watched BoJack and loved it, like one of my favorite shows. So after that, I think I'm like, maybe I should give more animated shows a chance.
I think when people hear adult animation, they think of like Family Guy. And
yeah.
Either love Family Guy when you're 12 or you're an adult and hate Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's kind of been kind of muddied by that, like muddled.
Yeah. What I want, I was talking to my roommate about this. What I want is like, you know, the kids show Arthur.
Yeah. I love Arthur.
It's ending after a long run. It was like the longest running kids show. I love
or something like 28.
Yeah. I loved Arthur, and they're ending it with like a special that shows the characters in the modern day or whatever, like once they're grown up.
Mm-hmm.
But my roommate and I are talking about how it would be really fun to have like an R-rated Arthur adult version of like them in college or like them as adults.
Right.
Like I just think that would be so fun to see like
the ones that turned out fucked up and
I feel like Muffy and Francine were in love, and so I'm really like they were like in elementary school, but I feel like there was always like something gay there.
There's always there's a sapphic love story going on in the background, and they're meeting up
their
in the hotel
their
room.
Fights just gave me the energy of like when I would get into like fights with my friends in elementary school who I'd like crush on, and then I would like send them like poems about like why I was like hurt. Like that just was the energy of like when they would fight.
Oh my god, you messy bitch. I love it.
I would send like lyrics from like High School Musical songs and be like, this is how I feel about you. It was really
I'm
a
so
lot.
Glad I'm homeschooled. I was homeschooled from fifth grade to college.
Mm-hmm. How was so, that like?
I graduated at 16. So that was a good thing. So I was able to start college earlier, but it's like, I didn't get the interactions and the nuances and the social maturity. So
yeah.
I didn't have that opportunity. And I'm like, man, I wanted to have my heart broken. I wanted to, you know, be used by boys. Like, I didn't get any of that.
Well, you can do that. You can be used by boys at any point in your
life.
That's
true. Thank you for believing in me.
It's never too late to be used by a man. Were you homeschooled alone, or were there other?
I have a younger brother. He's 3 years younger than I. So my mom did it. We had some health issues growing up. We had a seizure disorder, so we were losing a lot of time in school. Like, you know what? Why don't I just, you know, take you out and she'll do it herself. She used a Christian curriculum, which is, you know, dinosaurs don't exist and stuff.
So yeah.
No sex ed. So it gave us a very skewed pinhole perspective of the world, which the older I got, the more I realized this ain't true. And so I was able to pick and choose the information that was actually true. I was able to kind of that. But we were heavily involved in the church. So any interaction I got was from youth groups on Wednesday nights or Sunday school, but it really made my brother and I closer because only he and I can understand what we were going through. So even to this day, he's in Texas and he's a podiatric surgeon. Now we talked several times. Yeah. Feet. Yeah.
Okay.
He has knees down. Yeah. Gotcha. And we're still really, really, really close. Talk several times a week, go out to visit them and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So something good came out of that is because I know it's easy to kind of drift away from your siblings the older you get, because you're people now and you don't have to hang out.
Yeah.
So it was
a my brother's 6 years younger than me. So I feel like for the first time, he feels like a real person.
Yeah.
Like, because my whole life, he felt like I was kind of a babysitter and he was like the kid I babysat all the time because I couldn't really relate to him mentally. But now I feel like he's finally in a space where like he has real thoughts and like opinions on things. And so we can have conversations.
Yeah. Context. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like nice. But growing up super religious and homeschooled, I feel like that must have been like a huge culture shock when you like left that environment.
Yeah, it was, and it was and it wasn't, as I've always been, I was very into, you know, pop culture, so like watching a lot of TV. I watched a lot of adult television, like I grew up with like Saturday Night Lives. When I had my insomnia, I would stay up, so I was kind of immersed into the world of the new politics that are going on, what celebrities are doing, who did OJ kill this time, you know, kind of thing, where I was able to kind of secretly take off that veil of innocence that I would wear around my parents. So yeah. I was able to kind of like de-brainwash myself in a way. But so when I was older and I moved out and everything like that, and I didn't dive headfirst in, I was kind of even keel. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a drop of alcohol until I was 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And then it ended up with me having a whole bottle of watermelon Smirnoff in a hot tub and ending up in the emergency room. So that's how that went.
Yeah. I feel like everyone that I went to college with who like wasn't really exposed to that in high school were like the people who got alcohol poisoning in like the first few months of college.
Don't throw tampons in vodka. Don't do it. It sounds like a fun time. It's not.
I've heard crazy things about people like doing like butt chugging and all sorts of stuff. I don't even like drinking alcohol through my mouth. I don't even.
Oh, you're not a drinker?
I feel like I used to be, like in college, I really was. But as soon as I moved to LA, I just like totally replaced it with weed. And now if I drink,
gotcha.
I like, because it was a social thing really. Like it wasn't like, I really enjoyed the feeling. Mm-hmm. So now I think that I have like a replacement. Also like,
it's a healthier option for sure.
I just feel ill every time I drink. Well, on
your body telling you that's a good
thing. Yeah. The last time that I really drank was on New Year's, and on January 1st, like me and my best friend were like sitting on this couch, like suffering. And I was like, I don't like that I'm ringing in the new year. Like I had fun last night, but I don't like that I'm ringing in the new year feeling like this. Yeah.
I enjoy marijuana. I especially love edibles. I'm really edible, like the gummy edibles where you can choose like how much you want to take kind of thing. And I have a lot of weed. I just don't smoke it. It's like a whole, it's an effort. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's one of those things. Am I going to get too high and have a bad time? I get anxious when I smoke.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter the strain. So I'm like, it's always rolling the dice for me. Like, do I want to just go to bed immediately, or is it going to be fun and listen to music kind of time?
Yeah. I think that's totally fair. The thing about the gummy edibles is I think that now at this point they've become so like well-made now that like weed's legal here and there's dispensaries, that I just like want to eat the whole bar of chocolate or the whole bag of gummies. And I can't do that. So that's dangerous.
I get these things called Caminos. I go to MedMen.
Caminos are awesome.
Yeah. I live in downtown. I like those. I go to MedMen. Yeah. And they're a pineapple habanero. So they're
I love those ones. I know exactly which ones you're talking about. Yeah.
Those are great.
Those are so good. I love a spicy fruity combo. That's like my favorite.
Like tahini. Like tahini. Yeah. I think for your fruit. I love it.
Like when I would drink, it would be like a fruity margarita, like a spicy fruity margarita. That's like,
I love a spicy margarita is great.
Yeah. So that's so up my alley, those gummies. I love them.
Yeah. The brown in us. It's our brownness.
Okay, so I have another would you rather.
Do it.
So Shonda Rhimes has a new show coming to Netflix. It's called Inventing Anna, and it tells the true story of Anna Sorokin. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but in the mid-2010s, Anna pretended to be a German heiress and lured rich investors into her inner circle in order to fund her extravagant lifestyle. Ultimately, she was charged with grand larceny. Recently, after a months-long trial in California, Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes officially was found guilty of fraud. During the trial, she directed blame towards her ex-boyfriend and business partner for emotionally manipulating her into fraud. I want to know, which of these two criminal girl bosses would you rather share a prison cell with?
Oh, I haven't heard of either one of these things, which is amazing.
I hadn't heard of the first one. Like, I had been following the Elizabeth Holmes Theranos stuff a little bit because I have friends who are, like, really curious about it. But I just, when I found out the show was coming out, I did some research on it.
Mine would be the first one where she literally faked it till she made it.
Yeah.
And it's actually an inspiring girl power story. It's like, she's an icon. She should be on.
I respect her hustle more, but I think I would rather share a prison cell with Elizabeth Holmes because I think that she would like mind her business a little bit more.
Whereas you get the top bunk and she gets
That like Anna, whatever, would get us both into trouble.
Yeah.
Whereas like,
more messy.
I think Elizabeth Holmes would like lay low, figure out a plan to hack the system. And I would be able to like co-partner.
Benefit from it.
Yeah. And I think that it would be a more, I feel like Anna would be getting herself into all kinds of trouble in prison.
That's true. She'd use me as a human shield for being shivved or something. But I'm like, but she smuggled in eyebrow pencils. It's fine.
I feel like both of them would have an amazing, like, source of products coming in.
Yeah.
That, like, other people wouldn't. It's like Martha Stewart when she was in jail. I feel like that would be my ideal cellmate.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart.
Yeah, right?
I feel like she'd take care of me.
She'd take care of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd make you like souffles out of like rats or something. Rats and toothpaste.
Oh man, I really could not do it. That's my biggest fear is like somehow getting myself in prison. And it's like the thing is, I know like I don't think I'm gonna do something consciously that would land me there, but I'm like, what if I end up in this position where I like get I'm a suspect of something that I did. I got wrongfully accused or like I just end up in a situation where like I accidentally murder somebody. Like I just keep, that's like a huge.
Yeah. It, if you take it for what it is, if you stop and take the potential of being murdered every day out of it, it's naps, sandwiches, and working out.
Yeah.
It's like a clinic, like a rehab clinic.
Yeah.
That's all. And you're sober. So if you stop
if it's, yeah, I think if it was a short amount of time, maybe I could do it. But if it was like the idea of being in prison for life, I would rather be executed personally.
Or can you imagine like when someone's there for like 20 years, they're in the 80s and they come out later on and they're like, oh, we have cell phones now. They're like, what is a cell phone? Like
that's insane.
Yeah,
like they just don't know how to live in modern society. And it's like so easy for them. That's why like there's such high rates of like prison recidivism and people going
absolutely.
Back. But
absolutely.
Is it so like not rehab, not actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like helping you go back to the real world. It's just like taking you away from the real world.
Yeah. And then of course that's why you're going to, you know, resort back to what you know.
Yeah.
You know, how to make money and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Dad.
So,
that's fucked up.
Yeah. All I know about prison is from like, I mean, not like prison, but like in media portrayals of it is like Orange is the New Black and like Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank, Brooks was here. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Shawshank Redemption, but the whole time, like anything, any prison media, because that's a fear of mine, is like so like I'm like just buzzing the whole time. Like,
oh, you're
this
like
could be me. This could be me. And like I could be suffering too. Like
The only thing that makes me do that is underwater scenes in movies. If someone has to hold their breath, I'm actually sitting in the theater or wherever holding my breath.
Yeah.
My breath. So that's something that it's physically palpable and affects my body.
Truth or dare? Truth or dare?
Okay. Truth or dare, Missy?
Let's do truth.
Okay.
Start off easy.
What's the longest you've gone without showering?
Four days.
Okay. Is that like
4 days? And that was, I was in a really, really bad, serious, deep depression where it's like, I just didn't brush my hair, didn't brush my teeth. I wiped, but it was just like, nothing matters. Why would I do this?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Totally.
But at a necessity, I think it's been like maybe 3 days. And that's like, cause we were at a Airbnb and the shower broke.
That's respectable. So
there's no water. So I'm like,
I think 3 days is like really not that bad as long as you're not like hiking. Like you're not. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think.
Yeah. I'm a clean person. I'm like a guinea pig. I'm pretty clean. Okay. Truth or dare?
I'll start with the dare.
Dare. All right. Okay. The only thing I can think of is I totally do not want you to do it, but a thing would be is if you post the picture of your poop and leave it up for exactly 30 seconds and screenshot it right before you delete it, how many likes and retweets and comments you get on it?
For seconds, I could do it.
30 seconds.
I could do it. Okay.
You don't have to, but you could be like, and also blame me for it, okay? Here, let me see.
Okay. I'm about to do it. Wait, I have to take the poop picture out of my recently deleted.
We all have those pictures that we know we're going to use.
Yeah.
All right, let me check.
Okay. Recover. Okay.
Recover. Your phone's like, are you sure?
It really looks like an insane image. Okay.
Okay. I got my phone right here. Ah, I can't believe it.
Okay. Ready, set. I'm not going to caption it at all. I'm just going to post it for 30 seconds.
Sorry, phone was hacked.
Okay. People, okay, you can delete it. You know the people who have like post notifications on for me are like okay, deleting it now.
Yeah, delete it.
Okay.
What the fuck was that? I can't even tell the size. Okay, it was actually not as bad as I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, that was also half of it. Like that was the first half, and then I did another smaller.
That was part one. It was part one.
Part one was like the more substantial part, but
okay. Yeah, this one was like conceptual art.
Yeah. Like
the people that have post notifications on. So there's a whole group of people that just picked up their phone right now to see that. Is that what you're saying?
I guess. Yeah. If they were on their phone and they like saw it. Cause I have like one or two people who always, as soon as I tweet something, they like it immediately.
I imagine like why? Why? Because even if it's not even anything of substance, I just had a sandwich and
they're probably just fan, like huge. They're like, love you and they want to.
Yeah. Or it's almost like an automatic Pavlovian response by now, huh?
Yeah.
You see, this is my friend or this is something. Yeah. Like.
And like people have post notifications on, I guess, for like the people that they want to keep up with or whatever. So like I don't like that's too much for me.
I've never done that. I don't have any notifications on my phone. If I get, I check social media when I check social media.
Yeah, same. Because otherwise
it's all day.
It's like, I think that the amount of dopamine that would give me would like keep me from being able to do anything that doesn't like give me so much like.
Yeah. And that's a really big thing. And that's why like, it's easy to get kind of caught up in social media, like, especially if you're, you know, a personality of some sort.
Yeah.
That's the only validation you need. Cause in your little rectangle, you have no problems. Mm-hmm. Or if you have problems, they're funny or quirky.
Yeah.
helpful. You know, it's not like, you know, they don't know I haven't showered in 4 days.
Yeah.
So I want to kill myself. But I just made a dick joke and everyone liked it.
And people think they know you, but they don't like really know you. And so there's like parasocial behaviors that are weird on the internet.
Absolutely. They know the version of you that you want them to know.
Mm-hmm. But then they think that that's like all of you. And so it's a lot.
It cultivates a false sense of intimacy as well. Totally. Especially if you guys communicate back and forth, it's like, this is a very tissue paper thin form of intimacy that we have right now, but it's still a form of validation.
Yeah. And like there's times where I love that and there's times when I hate that. So
yeah, where it's like overstepping your boundaries, also like, oh, I love you so much.
Yeah.
I love you, be you, you know, yeah, you're so like, pretty, you know, like things like fun things, you know.
For every like mean message in my DM request, there's also like some 16-year-old like bisexual Indian girl who's like, you are the reason like I am like happy with myself. And like that, like I'm happy to be that, you know, but.
Yes, it makes it all worthwhile. Yeah. Yes, love that.
So there's ups and downs with the internet.
Shout out to bisexual Indian girl.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay. Thank you for your service.
Woo. We're coming up. We're on the up and up. I feel like there's.
You're coming up. Like, I got my eye on you guys. Yeah. Like, I'm like looking out. I'm like, you guys don't come. I got the inside track right here. I know what's coming.
Yeah. Get in on it now.
Get in on it now before before you can't touch them.
Okay. Let's do one more round.
One more round.
It's truth or dare.
I'll do a dare.
Okay. And in concert with the shower one, can you sniff your armpit and then give me a description of what it smells like, the way that they would like describe a perfume, like, you know, notes of blah, blah, blah.
I would take this off, but I don't have a bra. No. I'm just gonna do it.
That's great.
Okay. It smells like when something smells bad, but you use like an air freshener in the room. So say like, you know, say like a room full of dirty shoes and someone took like a Glade air freshener. So you can still, because I put it on early this morning. So it's bad, but it's like floral bad.
Okay. What scent of deodorant do you use?
I just use the Secret, the original Baby Fresh.
Okay.
So the baby pot scent.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
The sweaty baby crack is on my, it's on my armpit.
Sweaty baby, aw. That's kind of cute. Baby sweaty baby pits, yeah.
Babypits.com.
I feel like that is, would be, a, you would make a ton of money going into business on sweatybabypits.com.
I think so. I just park the website, which isn't technically illegal, but just park the website and someone will come out of the woodwork and buy it for like $10 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I like putting .com at the end of like weird sentences and I'm like, someone would buy that domain.
Yeah.
Like instant.
Because I feel like there's people are into all sorts of things. So.
Oh, absolutely. But Sweaty Baby Pets.
Yeah.
Sweatybabypits.com.
Yeah.
I can see the merch already.
Yeah.
It's like an outline and then it's like two bottles squirting milk out of the armpit. Yeah.
I see in like a little baby tea or something like that.
Yeah, a little baby tea. Yeah. Sweaty Baby Pets.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that beautiful description.
You're very welcome. I'm, you know, I'm just a wordsmith.
I'll do a truth this time, so you don't have to. You can ask me anything.
Let's see. Truth. When's the last time you actually, honestly, for realsies, cleaned any of your sex toys?
Okay, that's a good question. I think like for realsy cleaned, like proper cleaned and not like a rinse in the sink, like 2 weeks ago.
All right. I feel like that's a pretty honest, like, or a pretty average time where it's like, I know some people, they're like Clorox immediately and stuff and then rinse off and that.
Yeah. I feel like to like soap and water in the sink right after, but like I also feel like here's the thing, if I was like, I don't think that I really like, I don't, or not that I don't like, I just don't frequently use like penetrative sex toys as much. Like,
yeah, same.
So I feel like if I was doing that, then I would want to clean it like immediately, because that's like way more like juices and whatever. But
yeah,
if it's just
flavor to it, yeah.
If it's just like on the surface or whatever, then it's like doesn't feel as like immediate a need
as for dirty. It's yeah. like as long as you're clean and it's not hasn't been laying on the floor yeah. with dust bunnies on it. Got yeah. it. No, that sounds about right. Sometimes I'll be thinking and I'm like, or after using it, and I look at it and I'm like, you haven't had a deep scrub in a while.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like, am I going to get an infection from a toy?
I feel like the way that they like really have marketed makeup brush cleanser and whatever, like they need to start doing that for sex toys, where it's like a really easy way to like clean them right after, like a spray or something that you can just.
They have those.
They do. Okay. Why don't I know about them?
And they don't smell bad, and they don't have like alcohol in them or anything, and it's like comes in a little bottle and you go psh, 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 and wipe it
where,
off and you're good to go.
Where can me and my listeners get that?
You can get that on Doc Johnson.
Okay.
At Doc Johnson, the sex toy company. DocJohnson.com. They have the whole thing of under their lube and toy cleaners, and so it doesn't hurt anything that's like the real skin phthalates, because yeah. you know sometimes you can make dildos melt and stuff. It doesn't make it melt.
Yeah. Melting dildo. That's not a beautiful, not a melting dildo. Yeah. My poop.
Meltingdildos.com.
Meltingdildos.com is another great one. Yeah. Okay. Well, I will keep that in mind. That I'm really bad about like cleaning thing, like to the point where like, I'll just be like, okay, sorry, I can't use my toys. Or like, I'll just use my hand because I didn't clean. Like, I'm just kind of lazy about things like that.
Yeah, it's if it's out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. And then when you're using it, that's the last thing.
It's the same thing as like with charging them. Like, you forget about it until you like go to use it, and then it's like, oh fuck! Like I have to like be horny, wait 30 minutes, like. That I don't want.
But you're like, I did this to myself. I deserve this. I did this to myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't need more shame. Like, I don't need more shame.
Yeah. Surrounding. I already hate myself enough. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. So
don't take one thing from me.
This guy kind of missed battery powered ones because
I use a Hitachi, the ones that plug into the wall.
Yeah.
Like, as long unless there's a power outage, I'm getting mine.
Yeah. That's classic, but now classic. Now they're all like teeny tiny with their like secret little charging
thing. Yeah, and it's solar powered. Yeah, you know, you just put it at the window and
you, like
it charges.
Go on your roof and like sunbathe, and that
Fred,
will power.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we should actually come up with that. I think a lot of hippies will buy it.
Earth friendly orgasm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It reduces your carbon footprint mm-hmm. each time you come.
That's a really great business idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of potential there. Wow. Earthfriendlyorgasms.com.
Earthfriendlyorgasms.com. There you go. See, you're picking it up. You're getting it.
I love that. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this,
episode.
I had so much fun. I feel like we've like talked on the internet a bunch, but it was like so nice to like get to talk to you.
Yeah, we both have faces. You found out I'm not a 50-year-old man. In defeat, so like there's a little more trust here.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Do you have anything that you want our listeners to know before we go?
No, I have nothing to plug. You can follow me on Twitter at Missy X Martinez for more of my horrificness. Other than that, just be a good person, go out and be the change you want to see in the world. And if you see a dog today, kiss it for me.
Oh, that's great. That's great words of wisdom. For Missy Martinez, thank you so much for joining me. And to all the listeners, see you next time. Bye.
Follow Big Comedy on social media at I Love Big Comedy.